In the lush heart of Fiji, where the emerald peaks of the mountains kissed the sky, there lived a formidable samurai named Hiroshi. His life had been dedicated to the art of war, and he had achieved greatness on the battlefield. Yet, in the depths of his soul, he felt a void, a yearning for something more meaningful. One fateful day, as Hiroshi stood at the shores of a serene lake, gazing at the towering Fiji mountains, a whisper of destiny reached his ears. It was said that the mountains held the key to a power beyond imagination, the power to transform an ordinary warrior into a legendary Fiji warrior. Hiroshi, gripped by a newfound determination, set out on a journey to unlock this mysterious power hidden within the mountains. With his katana in hand and a heart full of hope, he embarked on a pilgrimage through the dense forests, guided only by the legends passed down through generations. The mountains were a formidable challenge. Their paths were treacherous, and the elements unforgiving. Hiroshi faced torrential rains and biting winds as he ventured deeper into the heart of Fiji. But his resolve was unshaken, for he sensed that he was drawing closer to his destiny. Days turned into weeks as he ascended higher into the mountains. He faced tests of strength, resilience, and survival. He encountered wild beasts and learned to communicate with the creatures of the wilderness. With each challenge, he grew wiser and more in tune with the natural world. At the heart of the mountains, Hiroshi came upon an ancient temple, hidden from the world for centuries. Its stone pillars reached for the heavens, and its aura was one of tranquility and immense power. It was here that he met an old sage, who had dedicated his life to the secrets of the mountains. The sage, named Kazuki, recognized the fire in Hiroshi's eyes and agreed to become his mentor. He introduced Hiroshi to the philosophy of Ikigai, the concept of finding purpose and meaning in life. Hiroshi was not just on a physical journey but a spiritual one, a quest to discover his true purpose as a Fiji warrior. Under Kazuki's guidance, Hiroshi underwent rigorous training. He learned the ways of the mountains, how to harness their energy, and how to blend his warrior skills with the harmony of nature. He discovered that the mountains held the secrets of balance, of understanding the ebb and flow of life, and the power of becoming one with the world. As the seasons changed, so did Hiroshi. He learned the art of silent movement, becoming one with the wind and the forest. He mastered the strength of the earth, grounding himself like the ancient trees that surrounded the temple. He harnessed the energy of water, flowing with the grace of the rivers that wound through the mountains. And, under the guidance of Kazuki, he found his inner fire, a burning passion that would ignite his purpose. Hiroshi's journey was not just about physical strength, but about understanding the profound interconnectedness of life. He realized that the essence of being a Fiji warrior was not merely martial prowess, but a deep respect for the world and a commitment to protecting its balance. Years passed, and Hiroshi's training came to an end. He emerged from the mountains as a true Fiji warrior, a force to be reckoned with, not because of brute strength, but because of his profound understanding of Ikigai and the balance of life. He had discovered his purpose, to protect the natural world and to be a guardian of Fiji's ancient traditions. Hiroshi returned to his village, not as a conqueror, but as a protector. He shared the wisdom of the mountains with his people and inspired a new generation of Fiji warriors. The mountains had granted him strength, but they had also gifted him with the knowledge that true power came from finding one's ikigai, one's purpose in life. In the heart of Fiji, amidst the towering mountains, Hiroshi had uncovered the essence of being a Fiji warrior, and in doing so, he had found the true meaning of his own existence. He had become a guardian of the mountains, a protector of nature, and a living embodiment of the harmony of life.